Blog Talk Radio.
The sun is shining, oh happy day. Winter is coming, Obama's gone away. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You'll be going to the voting booth soon, and be sure to take my book with you. I have a list of all targets of opportunity, who to vote out of office, starting with the flag-burning senators, followed up by the Viet Congress mice. 48 flag-burning senators, some have gone already, and 125 Viet Congress mice, all voted to burn the flag. And you should know, as a point of fact, that 80% of all flag burners are baby killers. Full-term baby killers. And you know what I say about full-term baby killers? Give them no term. No more terms for termites. Stand by and we'll flex your corpuscles for you. So did you like the convention? Did you ever see so many white people?
Oh, you can't say that. You're a racist.
Aren't we all racist? What do you think? Racists only come in one color? Yeah. How come there are no black guys in China? You think racists come in one color? How come there are no black guys in Russia? You think races come in one color? Yeah. We're not playing the race card. We got a... That deck is... And speaking of decks, that deck is played out. And the cards are all crinkled. In the... what is it? The Golden Nugget down in Atlantic City? People were playing Baccarat. And... the dealer forgot to shuffle the deck, and somehow, as a result of the dealer not shuffling the deck, the Golden Nugget, I think that's what it was, paid out $500,000 and refused to pay another $500,000. So the players got together and took them to court, and now the Golden Nugget's got to cough up $1 million just because they didn't shuffle the deck. Isn't that funny? Life is just a series of twists. And the one twist that I don't ever want to see is the United States being a second-rate power. No thanks to the people in power. And in 2 months, we're going to get a change of underwear. And there's a lot of people that won't be voting for Osama bin Laden. You can't call him Osama bin Laden. That's anti-Muslim.
You're a racist.
I am a racist. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a Republican, and Republicans never lie. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you noticed it at the convention. Did you see all the halos on the people that were speaking? You had to stand back. Yeah, a lot of Latinos in the Republican Party, and they're all doing good. And you know why that is? Because they're religious. They have a God. Not like the Democamos, who were all atheists or Kennedy Catholics. A Kennedy Catholic. Yeah. And Cardinal Dolan gave the benediction at the Republican Party. So the Kennedy Catholics demanded that the Cardinal give the party of death equal time. So if you're going to watch the Academy Awards next week, I'd like to thank the Secretary of Defense for not defending us. Yeah, if you watch the Academy Awards next week, you'll see the Cardinal. Only this time he's coming with 10 exorcists. And watch when he sprinkles the holy water. Watch for the sizzle. Okay, so how did they do with the convention? They didn't draw blood. They were very courteous. They were very polite. They didn't say anything derogatory about the communists in that other party. There's only two parties in America right now, by the way. And the one party is the Communist Party. And they'll be putting on their show Monday, starting next week, with a salute to Stalin. They'll have the flag burning ceremony. They'll take a few crosses down. And then they'll tell us that we all have to come together, or else we're going to go to FEMA camp. You haven't heard about that yet. That's only a rumor in the Tea Party. Obama is building FEMA camps, and they're turning the barbed wire that used to face out. They're turning the barbed wire at the top around so it faces in. So the people that have been brought for questioning can't escape. You're losing your freedom every day, and you have no idea what's going on. Yeah, my father used to say, close your mouth, you're catching flies. Yeah, and that's what we're doing. We're walking around with our mouths open going, what is what, work, what's work? Food stamps. Greetings, my fellow Americans. I have 9 social security numbers. I love this country. Everything free. I have a house on Lake Munchkin next to Reverend Wright, the holy man, who hates America. Goddamn America, he say. Oh. Paid $5 million for his house on the Lake Munchkin. Where did he get that $5 million? Did he pay with In God We Trust money? Did he sing God Bless America as he danced to the bank? I don't think so. Look at Bill Maher. Bill Maher donated $1 million to the Communist Party. Yes, Bill Maher, the man who hates America the most. You know what they call him in the Middle East? They call him Bill, PLO Dancer Maher. He's a private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old country will do. Hang in there, we'll give you a song by a singer. I was looking in paper for advertising for a Sleepies. You know Sleepies? They sell their mattress. You sleep on, they got the number. You put a number on, you punch in a number, and the mattress is softer or harder because you punch the number. They had this beautiful woman. She was standing by this bed, and they said, special, $4.99. So I go to Sleepies. I walk in. I take the woman by the hand. I say, I buy this woman, and I hear it's $4.99. They say, no, no, you can't do that. That's kidnapping. I say, no, this is not Miami. This is not Ilian Gonzalez. I buy this woman. She in paper. $4.99. Said, no, no, that's for the mattress. Oh, false advertising. You show a woman. You pay. I pay $4.99. I take this woman now. They said, okay. They gave in. I'm a good bargainer. Yeah. Hang in there, folks, and we'll talk about the Republican convention. And wait till you see next week, man. It's gonna be carnival time. They're gonna trot out things you won't believe. You won't believe it. You'll be sick. You buy a big vomit bag, and they're going to tell you all the things they're going to do for you. No, they're going to do to you. You're going to pay more taxes. If you're poor, you be poorer. They open with no business like show business and no business like tax business. Bartender, champagne, giraffe of wine. You know, Neil Armstrong, he died. He passed away. He gave America a great run. That's when we were on the ascendancy. We didn't have anybody going around apologizing to the world. For winning. I'm sorry, we're a winner. I'm so sorry we won World War II. I'm sorry. I apologize for those lousy Americans. All they did was win World War II. They went 40 years in four continents. They kicked crap out of everybody. Come home. Build empire. Yes, I'm sorry for this. We're going to give their money to you. Make you happy. We're sorry. I'm going to now go kiss a king. I'm going to get the Mr. T starter kit from King Fahd. Of Melek Fahd from Saudi Arabia. I apologize, Melek Fahd, for being friends with Jewish people. I know I will fix them for you. We will deliver them. Yes. Anybody named Joseph will be arrested right away. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We got the wrong guy. You better get down on your knees tomorrow and thank God that he did not destroy us in the first 2 years. Do you know in the first 2 years of the abomination, he had the House, he had the Senate, he had the Department of Justice, which he still has, which is declaring war on Mexico. The Department of Justice has killed more Mexicans than came across the border last month. They have armed narco-terrorists. They are trying to overthrow the Mexican government. And it's all being run by a Pancho Holder. He's equipped 2,000 armed narco-terrorists. That's four regiments of narco-terrorists, 500 in a regiment. 80,000 dead Mexicans, and many of his bullets cut those little children going to school down. Many of those machetes cut off the heads of innocent Mexican people. Eric Holder is totally responsible. He should be standing trial for war crimes. He is a bag man for President Clinton, and he is a communist traitor. That's what I learned in a dream. I have to cover myself. I should say alleged, too. He's alleged. Yeah, he's alleged, all right. Yeah, you don't know about the deal with Mark Rich and the pardon. He was in on that. Yeah, you see, you got this little American mind. You don't remember nothing. That's, you know, the Democrats... The Democrats, the Democamos, and the full-fledged communists in the Party of Death, the Party de la Muerte. Do you know what they say? Commit any atrocity, wait 2 weeks, it'll be forgotten. Screw America! That's what they say. I saw this lady, she's a Pakistani lady, and her name is hard to pronounce. It comes to me and then it slips out. She's very pretty. She's on Fox. They have all beautiful women on Fox. Fox has the most beautiful women. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking, being that I'm a make-believe lawyer, I'm thinking of bringing a class action lawsuit against Fox for a discrimination against ugly women. But I can't get any witnesses. And so I decided that I'm going to go live on Fox and I'm going to personally hire an ugly woman. And I'm going to introduce her to the Fox audience. And I'll say, folks, listen, when this lady comes out, please be considerate. Do not laugh. Do not make fun of her. Please give her a warm welcome. Overlook the fact that she is not as pretty as those lovely, lovely ladies on Fox. We have to have equal rights for everybody. And then I introduce her, and I don't look. I put my hand over my eyes, my forehead, and I look down on the floor because I don't want to be scared. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, this is Zazu Pitts, and she is the newest member of Fox. And out comes the most beautiful woman in the world. And I'm afraid to look. And then I look up and I see her beauty. And she says, here's my resume. And everything is mistyped. Everything's in caps. And she's shouting already and she hasn't even gotten the job. And shouting, that's a communist buzzword. Whoever made up that rule was a communist. How about people that got macular degeneration? Are they supposed to do lowercase too? Yeah. So whoever made up that rule was anti-macular degeneration people. And so I look and everything is misspelled. It's horrendous. And then I look at her in her glory and I say, don't worry, honey, we got spell check. That's pretty good, right? You like that one? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, do you ever see the ad where the guy who's got this rubber spray and he has a boat, he has an aluminum boat, and he puts an aluminum door in the floor of the boat, and he sprays it with his rubberized leak-proof spray? I'd like to do that commercial as the boat is sinking. Yeah, somebody knocks on the door from the other side. God help us, we're in trouble. What can we do but laugh about it? I'll tell you something that's really sad. This president, if you allow him to stay in office, you're going to get, as they say in Arab, you be fuked. You be fuked blind. Yep. This guy is just warming up. Going back to the 2 years he was in office, when he controlled the House, the Senate, the presidency, and the only thing that saved America from going to the gallows was one, a Supreme Court judge. The balance was conservative 5-4 communists. Get used to saying the word communist. The more you use it, the more people will pick up on it. Don't be afraid. Don't let them label you. Label them right back. When they say liberal, you say, excuse me, you mean communist. If they say progressive, yeah, excuse me, you mean communist. Yeah. If they say Democrat and religious, you say atheist. Atheist. Yeah. Do you know what the symbol of the religious symbol for the party of death is, the Democrat Party? It's the double cross. I laugh at my own jokes. I can do that. I have this wine here, and it makes me funny. And anyway, we'll give you a tune. Hang in there. A bartender, more champagne, and a giraffe of wine. Oh, you know Obama hates the South. He hates the South with a passion. He wishes the South, the entire South, was a bust of Winston Churchill, so he could send it back. He hasn't created one job in the Southland. He hates the South, and he hates all colors. You just ask a Georgia farmer who's black what Obama did for him. You know what he did for the Georgia farmers? He created four times as many farmers that were filing lawsuits legally. All of a sudden, guys they didn't know were farmers. Yeah, this guy hates the South. If you're from the South and you give him a state, you got rocks in your head. You got crack rocks in your head. So, let me give you a southern tune.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Now, the only one that can top that Al Jolson tune is Joe Biden. By the way, Joe Biden's a flag burner. Did you know that? Yeah, voted to burn the flag. You know who else voted to burn the flag? And he's a Republican, and they give him a pass. He's in charge of the rhinos. Mitch McConnell. He's a flag burner. Yeah. Him and Robert Byrd, the head of the Klan of the Democrat Party. Boy, they were glad to see him go into the ground. He was an embarrassment. Got up and stood on the Senate floor and used the N-word. And all the Democrats, applauded. They applauded. Oh, my God. He used the N-word. Yeah. He had a big debate with an appointee of Bush. The guy was the Secretary of Treasury. And they were having a debate and who was poorer. And Robert Byrd said, Robert Byrd said, I'm married to a coal miner's daughter. That's how poor I am. Yeah, every public building is it West Virginia is named after Robert Byrd. So you know what? That Secretary of Treasury had nothing. He was at a loss for words. All he had to say was, big deal, I'm married to a coal miner. Yeah, give me a break. Okay. So, we're talking about the Republican convention. There was a little revolution taking place, and the Republicans put it down. Now, let me tell you the strategy for the Tea Party people as I command it. I'm the Spirit of America Party, and my party is a party of one. I take no responsibility for anybody but myself. When I do time, it's going to be for me and me alone. But the Tea Party has watched as they were trimmed, had their sails trimmed by the Royal Republicans. So they took their lashes, and they were crucified on the Appian Way, and they finally got to the stage where the bushes were waiting, and the appointed one, Mitt Romney. And of course, some in the Tea Party liked Paul, what's his name, from Texas, Ron Paul from Texas. They liked him, and they tried to stage. They tried to upstage the nomination process by pushing Ron Paul to the front. But let me tell you about Ron Paul. Ron Paul is a great American. He's a true American, and he's a true constitutionalist. But Ron Paul will get us all killed in an international situation. We are bigger than our own little realm. Okay? Ron Paul would make a great Supreme Court judge. I would gladly replace the five communists now on the Supreme Court, who outnumber the conservatives. I would gladly replace one of them with Ron Paul. At least you'd know the Constitution would get a fair shake. But anyway, so there they were, the Jeb Bushes and all the big boys of the party, and they welcomed Romney, and Romney became our candidate. Okay, nothing wrong with that. Because I'll tell you something, we used to have only one choice. We had to pick the lesser of two evils. Now we don't even have that. We either got to pick good or evil. And Mitt Romney is good, and Barack Hussein Obama and the people that pull his strings are all evil, and they intend to hurt us. It's not Obama. Obama's having a ball. He's playing golf. He's playing basketball. He's taking all kinds of trips. It's not Obama. Even though he's indoctrinated, he's not the one that hurts us the most. It's all of the communists that are around him, and they're all white. They're all white. So, and anytime somebody blames Obama, I always say, That's not Obama, the African American. That's Obama's white part, evil white part coming out. But Obama's got to go. He did it. He set a record. That's fine. He's now got to ride off into the sunset. We got to get our country back. Any guy that gives you $5 trillion more debt than when he started, saying that the other guy who gave us $5 trillion in debt was bad, and he also said if he can't clean up the mess in 4 years, he doesn't deserve to be elected. So in his own words, he has signed his retirement papers. He's got to go. We got too many people that want to hurt us, and we got too many people that are turning, they're splintering groups and turning one against the other. My wife watched a seminar from Morehouse College, which is all black, and she was impressed. And we never see these black people. We only see the cast of about three. We see Reverend Wright, we see Jesse Jackson, and we see Al, Opportunity Man Sharpton. We never see those black farmers in Georgia. We never see there's a black student, not a student, because he's a graduate of Morehouse College, and he said, we're in the same boat as our white brothers. See, he's got some white brothers. He's a smart guy. And he said his house is underwater, and he lost his investments. And his kid is coming to him and saying, what's the story with this Obama, Dad? And he's telling him, son, we need help. And that's the truth. We do need help. Romney is a businessman. And what Clint Eastwood said, we don't need any more lawyers in Washington. We got too many as it is. And Romney knows how to balance books. And Romney knows the difference between a profit and a loss. And I'm just going to tell you, from my generation, I grew up with the gift of a victory in World War II. and I was the recipient of all the benefits of the sacrifices that that greatest generation made. And they didn't have big houses. They didn't have swimming pools. They didn't have cars. Everything they had, they worked and built for. And they sent their kids to college, a college that they couldn't afford to go to. And they sacrificed. We were talking about it tonight. How many times did you go to a restaurant growing up? Restaurant? There wasn't even Burger King's and McDonald's when I grew up. There wasn't pizza parlors. All the meals were at home. Everybody had a $2 pair of sneakers and a $2 pair of dungarees. And when you wore them out, you got another $2 pair of sneakers. There was no fashion statements. There wasn't no 5-year-olds running around in Calvin Klein's. But we're a progressive country. But this country was built by the people who sacrificed everything so we could enjoy the benefits. And we're blowing it. We're like the prodigal son. We're like the prodigal son on food stamps. So what are we going to do? We got a clean house. We got to get rid of the Senate. I honestly believe there should only be one term per termite. You do your 4 years or your 6 years and you get out. That's it. No benefits. It's like serving in the military. You take that low pay and you do your one tour of duty and get your ass out of town. We don't want you getting too comfortable. We don't want a lobbyist calling you by your first name. My father used to say, when the bartender knows your name, it's time to move on. And that's the same thing. The only lobby in Washington should be in a hotel. No big corporation should own a senator or a congressman. You know what you do to end that? Hey, GE, are you contributing to your favorite politician? Okay, good. $1. Just like Joe the Plumber. $1. A level playing field. And let me tell you, when GE can only contribute $1, you won't see the boys with the Gucci shoes and the $2,000 suits taking Chris Dodd out to lunch. Or Barney Frank. How sad. How sad. These guys write their own legislation. I'd like to know who the inside traders are. The ones who can trade stock that's illegal for anybody else in the country. How did they ever pass that rule? And how much did they make? And who did they owe? And who gave them the tip?
Well, I only took $100,000 from GE, but I did get some good stock tips. For my campaign, of course. Everything was for my campaign. Oh, the war chest? Oh, I'm taking that with me when I leave. I didn't fight a war. That's mine. We passed that legislation a long time ago. Whatever we don't spend, we get to keep.
Oh, how wonderful. How about Dennis Kucinich? He bit into an olive pit, and it chipped his tooth in the free lunchroom.
It's not free. It costs us $2.30 for a complete steak dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, so we sued the lunchroom. You know, Dennis is a commie. You know, they call him Commie Kucinich. Voted to burn the flag. Votes to kill kids. Wonderful guy. How would you like to let him babysit?
Yeah, well, how old is the fetus? Well, the fetus is 3 years old.
Oh, no, I only babysit fetuses that can be terminated with extreme prejudice. I liked all the Latinos that got up there and spoke. The one thing that you should know about Latinos, many of them serve in the Marine Corps, which, by the way, has the wrong general in Afghanistan right now. Get that guy out. Get him out. The first time I heard him speak, he was doing Salam Aleikum and apologizing to the Taliban. The second time I heard him speak and Savage played the clip, he was blaming the 39 GIs that were shot in the back
on the fact that the Taliban were suffering from starvation. During Ramadan, they were fasting up until sunset, and it made them angry. Get rid of that guy. Admiral Lemon is gone. I'm glad he's gone. Get rid of these guys. Get rid of these generals that are political appointees. We want Julius Caesars. We want George Patton's. You think George Patton would have listened to that explanation why Americans are getting shot in the back? You think Sherman, William Tecumseh Sherman, would listen to that explanation? Do you know on his march into the South, they were planting mines in the road and maiming American troops? He took Confederate prisoners and put them in the front of the line. 5 minutes after the Confederates saw their brothers and walking in front of the Federal troops, they stopped planting mines. I watch Vietnam. It breaks my heart when I watch Vietnam and the sacrifice that good Americans made, drafted Americans made. And every time I see the slime in the streets protesting the war, we're against war. They're not against war. They're against winning. That don't ever let anybody tell you he was anti-war. He was anti-win. What a disgrace. We lost that war at home. Those poor GIs, and it was politicians that didn't have the culones to say, we're out of here, or level Hanoi. And that's what should have been done. If you wanted to win the war, we should have leveled Hanoi and then let them all stay in the jungle, unsupplied. But we were worried about what the Chinese were going to do, so they sent guns in to kill us. We were worried about what the Russians might do, so they sent in SAM missiles to shoot our pilots down. And we weren't allowed to take the sights out, because there might be a Russian shooting at us. Yeah, we forgot how to win wars. And America was totally depressed after our defeat in Vietnam. And not one GI was ever defeated in Vietnam. He was stabbed in the back at home by communists who called themselves anything but communists. But if you see the flags and demonstrations down in Washington, you'll see pictures of Mao Zedong. You'll see North Vietnamese flags. You'll see anything but the American flag that they're burning. And all of those flag burners today are judges, college professors, and politicians. 48 senators voted to burn the flag. 125 Viet Congress mice voted to burn the flag. They are the enemy. They are who hurt us the most. And we got too many laws and we got too much government. I don't want to hear the Republicans say, we can solve this problem in 10 years. I want this problem solved in 10 minutes. I want a reduction in government size by 50% by the end of the year. Close the EPA and anybody else that's doing us harm. Department of Energy, close it. I want coal. I want oil. I want nuclear power. If 5,000 sailors can sleep on a nuclear reactor, so can we. And they've been sleeping on them for 50 years. Oh, but we got to do green. You want to do green? Start making some money. Go get a job. I started to say it was good to see all those Latinos, including women up there, especially the women. The governor of New Mexico, she inherited a nightmare, and she's doing very well. You know who she inherited the nightmare from? Bill Richardson. You know who Bill Richardson is? He used to be the Secretary of Energy under Clinton. Do you know when Bill Richardson was a Secretary of Energy? Under Clinton, do you know how much oil was a barrel? $10. In November of 1998, oil was $10 a barrel. And you want to know how much was in the strategic oil reserves that they're always running to try and keep the price of gas down so they don't get thrown out of office?
the capacity was only 65%. They were 35% low at $10 a barrel. Now, you ask any housewife who clips coupons, if something that she uses every day was on sale and would never be that price again, what would she do? The house would be full of barrels of oil. And you want to know what happened to Bill Richardson? His car broke down and they found out he was 4 quarts low. Yeah. And then you know what he did? The Clintons gave him a gift of a job and he turned around and he stabbed Hillary in the back for Barack Obama. He double-crossed the Clintons. That's why I say the symbol, the religious symbol of the Democrat Party is the double cross. Yeah. And you know what Bill Clinton said after he got stabbed in the back? He says, "We understand. We know Bill. Bill's a nice guy." You know what that means? First chance he gets, he's getting Richardson. Yeah. And they'll find him stuffed in a garbage can somewhere. Yeah. He'll commit suicide in a park. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We got to get rid of these demo camos. They're going to destroy the country. They have no loyalty. They hate this country. They hate it with a passion. They play the race card so much that nobody wants to hear it anymore. Not even the blacks want to hear it. Give me a break. Give me a break. Yeah. I say that at the next week's Demo Camo convention, the floor show, the starting number in the floor show is Nancy Pelosi. She's going to do her ballet interpretation of the March on Selma. You want to talk about people discriminated against? How about the American Indian? Huh? Did you ever hear them complain? Did you ever hear them cry? I watched a show one night and a black guy, a Democrat, because the only good black guys are Republicans. Yeah, I'm a racist. I'm a Republican racist. I like black Republicans. But anyway, this black guy tried to goad the American Indian into saying, you know, you people were picked on too, just like us. You people were treated like crap. And the American Indian turned around and said, wait a minute. We were warriors. We fought. We lost. Don't compare us. Going back to Latinos, a lot of Latinos are religious. This president, for the first time in American history, has declared war on the Catholic Church. He's trying to force conscience-bearing Catholics to subsidize child murder. You can call it what you want, but when you tear a head off a baby, that's child murder. They cannot do it. Mexicans love children. Mexicans have big families. They shout, Viva Cristo Rey. They shout, Viva Andy Garcia. They're not going to stay in a party of Party de la Muerte. They're not going to stay in a party of death. And going back to everybody that was on the podium, that was Latino. You know, they were all mocked as Christ was mocked by MSNBC, Marine Killing NBC. NBC, nothing but communists. CBS, the Catholic Bashing Society. The Communist BS Society. Yeah. ABC, always be communist. Give me a break, man. Give me a break. What's the most popular name of Latinos who died in the 9/11 war? It's not the Iraq war. It's not the Afghan war. It's the 9/11 war. It all began when two planes were hijacked and stewardess and pilots had their throats slit. And those two planes were delivered into the World Trade Center by Muslims. Muslims, good Muslims, religious Muslims, deeply religious Muslims. Muslims who will achieve martyrdom, the highest level of religious fervor in the Muslim religion. There is no one higher than a Muslim except the Prophet Muhammad. A martyr. They are martyrs. So don't tell me they're bad Muslims. They're the best of Islam. Yeah. Except for Bill Maher. Yeah. Okay. So I said what I had to say. And, let me finish. Mexicans, Latinos, they all serve, many serve in the Marine Corps. The number one Latino name who suffered the most casualties in this 9/11 war is Gomez. 14 guys named Gomez gave their lives for the United States. Gave their lives for the people of New York. And this Mayor Bloomingdale, never once did he ever say thank you that his little ass is allowed to walk around town unimpeded. That he don't have to worry about a bomb blowing up in front of his mansion. And he owes it all to Latinos. He owes it all to the 10th Mountain Division, which he never gave a parade for, that lives in New York State. And neither did Cuomo. Cuomo. I'm tired of dynasties. I don't want to see Clintons. I don't want to see Bushes. I don't want to see Cuomos. And I'm worried about a guy named Warner down in Virginia. I hope his father is not the senator who just retired. Because that senator who just retired voted to burn the flag and voted to kill kids. And I don't want to see his son in office. And I hope he's not related. But I know the names of every flag burner. And I repeat them to myself. And I also know the names of the 30 Americans who were ambushed in a phone-ahead ambush in Afghanistan, killing 22 Navy SEALs. Savage, you got the count wrong. It was 22 Navy SEALs. 8 other military. Savage says it's 21. He's close. Can't always be perfect like me. I got all the names. And anytime you go to my radio station, the first picture that comes up is a collage of those beautiful heroes who all gave their life so that you and I could sit around and piss about secondhand smoke and the salt, the excess salt, and the 33-ounce Coke and the latte that just wasn't right today. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. And if you want to start practicing for the decathlon, you know what you do? You go to the George Washington Bridge and you get a big mattress and you carry it over your head and see if you can get to the other side of the bridge before the big mushroom. Because the next war is going to be nuclear. And it's going to be nuclear as sure as the Chinese invented gunpowder. You better pray that the nuke goes off in the Middle East instead of the Middle East side. And the only thing between you and that nuke cooking you is a GI whose name could be Gomez.
Tiene una pena, dicen que tiene una pena que la hace llorar. Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa, no permiten la quieran consolar. Pasa luciendo su real majestad, pasa caminando los míos sin verlos jamás. La conoce
y mariachi.
Okay, we're back. Let's give you a little tune. We've got 8 minutes and 29 seconds left. Okay, this is for all you wolves out there. Okay. Knock it off. Knock it off, you woo. Hit him with some rock and roll. Bye, Obama.
You've fallen for somebody new, and it isn't too easy believing that you'd leave after all we've been through. It's breaking my heart to remember
something that's breaking my heart. I'll share it with you. Never forget, when you see all of these atheists moving to take down the cross, they are communists. They're hiding under the cloak of atheism, but they're communists. They have one goal. First comes the cross, then comes the flag, then comes the country. They hate this country, and they're doing everything in their power to destroy it. When the ACLU gets up on Tuesday morning to go to the Supreme Court with 5 cases, they'll lose 4, they'll get 1. The day after, they'll be back with 5 cases, 4 that they lost plus 1 new one. And the takedown of America is their goal. Citizens United Foundation sent me this. Dear fellow American, just signed the enclosed note of support addressed to General James Amos, Commandant of the Marine Corps, and send it back to me in the next 5 days. Amos, get rid of that guy get rid of Allen in Afghanistan before he kills more Marines. General Amos needs to hear from you immediately as he makes a life-changing decision that affects you and me and the brave Marine families who are stationed at Camp Pendleton, California. 9 years ago, a young corporal named Robert Zerheide and six other Marines lifted a 13-foot wooden cross on their backs and carried it up the treacherous terrain to the peak of Mount Horno in Camp Pendleton. When they reached the summit, the seven Marines raised their memorial cross to honor their comrades who had been killed during Operation Iraqi Freedom. The story may have ended there, but less than a year later, a Corporal Zahid was killed by a mortar shell during the bloody fighting in Fallujah, Iraq. If you know anything about the Battle of Fallujah, the Marines had the battle. They had half the city taken, and the politicians decided to negotiate with the murderers, with the Muslim murderers. And they called off the Battle of Fallujah, and they pulled the Marines back with their wounded and their bloody dead. The negotiations were a stall, and the fighting was renewed, and the ground that the Marines had won had to be taken all over again. Now, I say, all those politicians who made that decision should have had to go in with cameras and tied to a berm busters leading the assault on the second round. Keep politicians away from combat. Do not let them make any decisions. When they reached the summit, these seven Marines raised their memorial cross. The story may have ended there, but Corporal Zahide was killed by a mortar shell. 1 month after that, his wife Elena gave birth to their son, the son who Corporal Zahide would never meet. And since 2003, four of those seven brave Marines who carried that 13-foot memorial cross up to the summit of Mount Horno have been killed in action. When was the last time an ACLU member was killed in action? What? Shot in the back of the head in a brothel? Rightfully so, the Camp of Pendleton Cross, as it is now known, has become an important memorial site for the Marines and for the families of fallen Marines. Marines' widows and children make the difficult climb to the cross to honor these Americans and others who have made the ultimate sacrifice. They leave crayon-scribbled cards with messages of love, battered dog tags, and even sand from Iwo Jima to honor all Marines, past and present. You ever see what the shit communists did at Christmas time? They took the Marine symbol and they had them raising a Christmas tree. How's that for a put down? We got to pay them all back, and the best way to do it is to no more terms for termites. Throw them all out in 2 months. But now the Camp of Pendleton Cross is under attack. All crosses are under attack. They start with one here, one there. And even when the courts rule in the favor of the cross carriers, they go into the cemetery at night and they dismantle the cross. And then they fight against the resurrection. An atheist group called Americans United for Separation of Church and State. This is, to me, this is a communist group. This is a communist tactic. And there's no good will come from these people. They have to be stopped. They have to be confronted, destroyed, and stopped. An atheist group called Americans United Legally, always legally, until Moish blows the shofar. An atheist group calls Americans United for separation of church and state had threatened legal action unless the Camp Pendleton cross is torn down immediately. What they do is they use the power of George Soros' money, and they force usually small communities to remove their cross because they can't afford to spend the money to fight them. And that's how they win their little mud victories. They've accused Corporal Zurhide, who died fighting for the very freedom they enjoy. They don't enjoy freedom. They want to see everybody in slave chains, just like Joe Biden, the flag burner and Vice President of the United States. What a title. Yep. Just for raising a cross to honor fallen servicemen and women. But if you're as outraged as I am, we got to do something. So if you want to support this, I'm sure giant atheist groups like the ACLU, my friends, atheism is the cover. All communists are atheists. Giant atheist groups like the ACLU, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and Americans United for Separation of Church and State are working round the clock. Who's sponsoring them? Where are they getting their money? Who pays to take down America? And they've won some stunning victories to prohibit. You know, I joked years ago that they were going to arrest the football teams for doing the Hail Mary play. They've won some, and you know what? It's just about come to that. And they've won some stunning victories to prohibit prayer at school graduations, at football games. Let me tell you something, privatize public schools, and then everybody can do what they want. It's enough that these state-run schools are just communist fronts. They're brainwashing your children, they're teaching them sick sex, and they're turning them into little puppets for the new regime. And they've won some stunning victories, and you better go and sit in the classroom and listen to what's being taught to your children. And do not bring a gun. And they've won some stunning victories to prohibit prayer and school graduations, forbid prayer at town council meetings, force the removal of nativity scenes and Ten Commandment displays, and they've even had a national day of prayer declared illegal. Do you know that Target stores won't let the Salvation Army have their kettles in the parking lot? Do you know that? Do you know there's no outfit greater than the Salvation Army? No one can compare to it, not even the Red Cross. Ask anybody that served in World War II. If they had their druthers, who would they pick? They'll go with the Salvation Army hands down. You want to know why? The Red Cross used to charge them for donuts. Told them they didn't need the money where they were going. Ask any GI that served in World War II. And Macy's. Macy's did away with Christmas. Now they got believe. One word, believe. And you don't think that you're being brainwashed and that God is being chased out of the United States? You know, you don't miss what you never had. There are children that are growing up never missing what they never had. A love of Jesus Christ. Viva Cristo Rey. So, and here's some more. Remember the ACLU, along with their accomplices on the bench at the Ninth Circuit Court. That Ninth Circuit Court should be disbanded, and they should be scattered. Those judges should be scattered to the winds. They should all be working on Indian reservations, giving out, serving the Indians, the Christian Indians. Yeah. And even though the atheists lost their Supreme Court case to tear down the 75-year-old Mojave Cross, which stands in the California desert, this is the one I was just telling you about, the cross was stolen shortly afterwards in the dead of the night. Looks like I'm out of time. So, support at the cross, raise high the cross, and keep the cross and keep the Christ in America. Viva Cristo Rey. I'm going to close with a tune, and I'm going to dedicate it. I had a list. I was looking for the 30 guys who died in that ambush that was covered up by the Obama administration when he lost the SEAL Team 6.
Okay. I'll give you a war chant. Oh, vaya con Dios. How's that one? That means go with God.
Now the hacienda is dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing.
That means there's a church there.
If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing.
Has the cross on the top.
Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although you're many million dreams away. Great tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios.